Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyright presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on Earth. This is Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk, with my producer, Cal Hunter. That is the Johnny Carson, the headed man of radio. What's the guy that he used to put the...
Karnak the Magnificent.
Yes. Yes.
Hilarious.
I remember that.
Yeah.
855 Law Radio. You can call it 855-529-7234. We are talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not think we're giving you legal advice. There's only one place you want to use us as authority. One place and one place only. And that is, those of you who listen all the time, it is around the dinner table when the in-laws come. You've missed the best part. Those of you who are brand new, join the show. You have missed the best part of using Radio Law Talk as authority during Christmas time, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, around the dinner table when the in-laws come and they sit down and look at you in the eye and say the following. You know, Charlie, they say, and when they do that, you come right back at them. You know, Grandpa, they say is nobody. Radio Law Talk says as follows. That's the only time you can use them. That's right. If you use this music, you can just build it up. Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready. Anybody who knows
they say
necessarily wanted you to the table, but you have to. There's good in-laws out there, by the way. I loved my in-laws. They're super good. God bless their souls. They're passed away. So, you know what? I don't drink coffee, but I'm getting loaded up on caffeine, so the show's going to move faster. But I guess the Mountain Dew has caffeine in it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't drink coffee.
More than a cup of coffee in it, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess, Cal, you and I are we're getting buzzed.
And some Diet Dr. Pepper going, hey, man.
Yeah. Hey, so welcome. And we have some new affiliates. We got to say WNRI, Woodstock, Rhode Island, 1380 AM. And 99.9 FM.
Woonsocket, correct?
Woonsocket.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
WLEA, Hornell, New York, 1480 AM. And
96.9
FM.
Yeah.
Hello. WDEL, Wilmington, Delaware, 1150 AM and 101.7 FM. WXRQ, Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, 1460 AM. And WRSC, State College, Pennsylvania, 1390 AM and 93.3 FM. Welcome, all of you. We love it. That more affiliates, and by the way, I just got our affiliates relations person just emailed me, said more are coming on board next week.
Well, thank you all for letting us into your studios too.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
It is growing so fast that we just don't know what to do with ourselves. We don't know if we're smart or we're so dumb they won't listen to something.
That's not it. Yeah.
And you know what? Let me tell you why I do Radio Law Talk. Everyone asks me, Fred, why do you do this? You have a full time practice and
well, more than full time.
Yeah, that's a big practice. I pat myself on the back, the firm does well.
Yeah.
And so does Denise Dirks and Todd Cuden, my co-host. They're busy lawyers, too. And we ask, why do we do this every Saturday? I take away from my life. You do, too, Cal.
Yeah.
Our Saturdays are shot. When we can be out by the pool, why do I do this, Cal? It's simple.
Pool.
Pool.
Have you been by my house?
Pool.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Pool. So pool. I, you know, it's easy for me on Saturdays to watch football. And now it's pro football, and you notice I have my Browns.
Yes.
But we love Pittsburgh, by the way. We love people in Pittsburgh. But I do follow the Browns for now.
You mean the tough free agent period, and you have a lot of
I have a round for the place with the Browns. That's why we'll just say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, there's a list of honeydews, Cal. I had a list so long of honeydews, and I study my material the night before, and I study it early in the morning.
I can't. Medical laundry, you're studying.
I am so tired. When I come home, she feels sorry. I said, "Dear, I've been studying Radio Law Talk last night. I've been studying the law this morning. I got up super late. I was up at probably 4:30, and I'm just flat out tired by the time I got home."
I used to be a sports official, so my lawn never got mowed.
Uh-huh.
So you know what happened? Mm-hmm. My wife said, "Okay, I'll mow it myself." And I said, "Finally!"
And guess what? That night you were standing there doing the dishes while she was with the remote watching TV, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll mow the lawn.
She bought a new lawnmower.
No wonder she just had knee surgery.
Yeah, powered.
His wife just had knee surgery. She's a wonderful woman.
She's
That's
great.
Why, because Cal put her to work mowing the lawn and now just having surgery.
Well, you know, it's not the easiest work in the world.
Okay, all right.
That's great.
Well, there's a reason why people are here, Cal. It's not to listen to us talk about the Skechers. We're going to talk about Skechers lawsuit. We're going to talk about a baseball foul ball lawsuit. And there's some interesting things that I'm going to talk about, assumption of the risk.
Sure.
And we're going to have fun with that, by the way.
Of course.
But why they're here is for Case or No Case. And Cal,
now it's time to play.
I'm doing
yes
well.
Or no.
I've already got two biddies out there. I have received 2 points. I'm going to put down 2 points.
LG uses the phrase "life's good" in the marketing materials, which may be true unless you bought a certain model refrigerator from LG. They failed early, and LG was slow in fixing them. Slow in honoring the warranty and reluctant to do so because there were so many.
Wait a minute. So we don't get sued by people are claiming they were.
So it's the allegations.
The allegations. Everything's allegations.
Of course. Right.
Dolores
Falco was so aggravated that she didn't have a functioning refrigerator for a couple of months that she went to her lawyer and said, "What the heck? Is this a case or no case?" she asked, which is exactly what I asked you, Mr. Penny. Mm-hmm. Is this a case or no case?
I know this.
You do?
I know this.
Okay, darn it.
I don't know the case. Oh. No, I don't know about the case. I have no idea. I haven't read about it, but I know this.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
There are so many lawsuits for little things that are wrong with shoes. Remember we did the one, Kraft was sued for Parmesan cheese. And by the way, my dad used to call it Parmesan. We used to make fun of him. Tells you we come from the country.
Parmesan.
Shall you pass the Parmesan, please? Well, Dad, I've been to law school now. I've been outside the doors and the ranch. It's called Parmesan. Son, I'll work you outside if you don't pass the Parmesan cheese. You can go out there and drive our Toyota. And I'm not kidding. He used to call it the Toyota.
A lot of people do.
The Toyota. Yeah. Take the Toyota.
Yeah.
And did I tell you we used to I'm way off, Cal. I'm just so off. Did I tell you we used to have a wrecking yard as a kid?
No.
My dad worked at part of it.
I remember
walking in there as a 16-year-old kid. And he goes, "Go get that part. You need a lower right A-arm off that Corvette." And I mean, off a Corvette. And I would go, "Dad, I don't know that we have a Corvette." "Son, go get the..." And this is the guy that calls it Parmesan cheese.
And the Toyota.
And my Aunt Siggy, he called her Aunt Ziggy. And I love my dad, by the way. And so he goes, and he got mad at me. He started cussing me out. The customer's sitting there, and he goes, "That yellow one up there on the top right." I said, "Dad, that's a Chevette." He goes, "Oh, did you say Corvette?" He said, "No. Hey, did you say Chevette?" He goes, "No, I said Corvette." "Oh, we don't have one."
Never mind.
So there we go. That was my life. But I do know the answer. And the best part about it, I'm going to get back to this answer when we come back. But just remember, LG, life is good. I know this. There's a lot of lawsuits going on about this and that. But that was so interesting. And the thing about the Parmesan cheese was that it does, believe it or not, have a little bit of sawdust in it, so it doesn't clump.
That's right.
And they said that you were it was deceptive.
Gave us a nice distraction so you didn't have to answer the case or no case question. That's the next segment. No, you would never do that. No.
We'll be back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and the natural conclusion, the case or no case, is coming up after we take a break right here on your favorite radio station. Don't forget, you can stream past episodes by going to RadioLawTalk.com.
For legal
legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice could put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payment every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Radio Walk Talk. I like that show.
And now it's time for more Radio Walk Talk.
Well, Cal, I think I know what's going on with this. I'm playing on the internet. I'm not going to look this up.
Thank you.
But here's the deal. The fact that you're telling me there was a refrigerator that failed and one person sued for a quote defective refrigerator, and again, it's all allegations. I think that's true because it has to be. There's so many of these litigations going on. I'm going to say that's true. And the question is, did she win? I'm going to say no. Well, she got a new refrigerator, but I bet this had to become some sort of class action suit. So I'm going to say it's a case. I just don't see you being this detailed with it, and she lost.
Okay, that's fair enough. And so what I'm going to tell you is that for those of you who say this was not a case, that was nobody. You say it is a case, and here is the bottom line.
Yes. Oh, good one, Cal.
A federal class action lawsuit has been filed against LG Electronics, alleging that the electronics in the refrigerators were not that good. The company said they settled for multiple millions of dollars in repairs and replacements, and in some cases on the side to avoid prolonged litigation.
So I got one point.
Yeah, so case filed and case.
Okay, now listen, I want the audience to understand why. I know the audience is out there going, look, this guy's a lawyer. He can't figure that out. What you have to understand is the mentality of our host, producer.
Well,
and he tries to trick you all the time, and he brings up these really very intelligent, straightforward, seemingly real cases.
For example, next hour. Just as an example, next hour.
Okay, next
a guy
hour.
In Portland, Oregon goes to the bathroom in Burger King and can't get out for hours. Hours. Defective lock on the bathroom.
That happens to me a lot when I'm in the bathroom, but I can get out.
he couldn't get out. So this was a real problem for him. And
well, Cal.
And so, you know, what do you think? Burger King.
Cal, I've got 3 points, though.
I know you're rolling.
I'm rolling, and my cohorts don't have any. Call us if you want to comment, 855-529-7234. We usually take just one or two calls sometimes, but look, here's the deal. I'm talking about the Skechert lawsuit. This is not a recent lawsuit. This did not happen. This happened in 2019.
And Skechert, by the way, just has become re-aggressive in their marketing campaign. They hired Howie Long and some other athletes and an athlete-ettes to come out and kind of wear their shoes on display ads and magazines.
But Cal, let's just put it up. Skechers, if you want Cal and I to wear your shoes.
We might.
We might do that. And this is in 2019. And I'm bringing this up for a reason,
okay. Because
it's teeing up my second case that I want to talk about and then something that goes off on it. So this is a 2019 case where they're hit by lawsuits about, it was in Illinois, the battery-powered shoes that they're saying is dangerous and defective or potentially.
Wait, are they the ones that light up?
Yes,
those are cool.
I think that was the cool thing because guess what? That helps you when you're at Disneyland with your kids. You can't find your kid at night, and you look for them. And then what happened after that, Cal?
There are 900 people with the
everybody
same
started shoes, finding right? The same thing.
So kidnapping happened.
You still can't find your kid. So it's only good if you put them on the barn.
Right.
I mean, or you're on a ranch or a farm.
Because
then you can see them. That's why they should be on cowboy boots.
Ooh,
so anyway, what happens is they're claiming that are skin burns. They release electrolyte vapors and can lead to heat, intense heat of these shoes that are causing the kids to get blisters. Blah 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 blah. Now this, I don't know what happened. I'm assuming it settled out of court. I can't find the latest on it or what happened at the end. I'm sure something happened. But the reason I'm bringing this up is there's a couple of issues. First of all, there's a lot of these I'm going to call class action suits.
Right. Much like the LG suit we just talked
about. But what I want to talk about is, and I want to roll right into baseball foul ball injuries. Now, we've talked about this before. If you want to go on to our website at www.radiolawtalk.com, you can type in, it's really cool, type in baseball or any word, and it'll find a podcast that we've talked about. I think we're on our fourth year of the Radio Law Talk, and you can hear about those cases. But
so if you wear battery-powered shoes to the stadium,
yep.
And then you get hit by a foul ball, how does that tie together?
Well, it's assumption of the risk stuff. So I'm talking about assumption the risk. So here's how this is tying in. So in the old days, if you got hit by a foul ball, the older cases were You know, it was an assumption of risk. You know, coming out there, the odds of you getting hit by a ball, there is a possibility.
There's a disclaimer on the ticket.
Yep. But guess what? The trend started moving away from that. And so they started putting up barriers in the areas where the foul balls were generally going, and that was netting. And I believe the last time we talked about this a number of years ago, at least the major league, all of them except one or two, I believe major league stadiums had not had that netting up. I believe they're all have the netting now. The issue is, Cal, is the, what about the triple A ball, the single A, the double A, what about the
high school,
what about the small one, like that?
Matter, right.
So generally speaking, is you need to offer some sort of protection depending upon where the seating is. Okay, you got that? So what happens in this case, and this is December 31st, the North Carolina Appeals Court just held that for the baseball diamond, a girl was hit, 11-year-old girl, in the face by a foul ball. She was sitting out in an area that had warning signs. It wasn't like right behind the baseball, first base, or third base. They have all the netting going down there.
Right.
And the appellate court said, you know what? They put up enough netting to be reasonable throughout this area that it had signs. It was like a kind of a seating area, picnic area kind of area, I guess. And you lose. So, and not only that, you have warning signs of foul balls. That's what I want to talk about, is the warning signs.
But it happens so fast. If you've ever, I mean, this happened, it was at a spring training game, and I saw this happen to someone.
Yes.
A young lady was just looked down at her phone, and next thing you know, the ball crashes into her cheek.
And it was at the Durham Bulls. Isn't that the Durham that they played for?
Yeah, Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah, they're a famous minor league team, I believe.
Yes,
That's what's going on. I want to tie that into one final thing. Again, I'm going down the steps. And we're going to talk about assumption of risk. We'll be back.
Stay tuned to more Radio Law Talk right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature pie sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations, plus receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
USA Radio News.
A variant COVID strain spreading in the U.S. now to 8 states, at least 63 cases across the country. The CDC saying yesterday California has the most cases with 30. People weren't wearing masks, they weren't socially distanced, and they then got on trains, buses, or airplanes to go home. The variant strain first detected in the UK last month, now in 8 U.S. states, more than 60 cases total in the U.S. Columbia University Dr. Derek Cass on CBS News.
Viruses replicate with the speed by which they infect new people, and so the best way to stop new variants is to stop the spread of this virus. That's one of the reasons we're seeing these mutations, is because it's spreading so overwhelmingly in our communities.
As for England, where that mutant strain came from, hospitals there seeing another COVID surge. London's mayor yesterday says health services are at risk of being overwhelmed. Hospitals could run out of beds in 2 weeks. The UK yesterday reporting over 1,300 deaths, the most in a single day. This is USA Radio News.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So as part of the assumption of the risk stuff, a lot of cases come forth, there needs to be warnings. And the many state courts and federal courts and the appellate courts and have held that there has to be certain warning signs a lot of times. Do people assume the risk no matter what they do, Cal? If they're riding a motorcycle, are they assuming the risk?
You cross the street.
Cross the street. Everything, you're assuming some sort of risk one way or the other. So what has been implemented throughout the United States and many states and federal cases is warning signs. And you have to have certain warning signs and warnings before, in order to make your product safe, or if you're at some sort of, say for example, a water park, you know, warning, don't ride this ride, or a Disneyland if you have neck or back
problems.
You're
too short or whatever.
You have neck or back problems, you've got a heart problem, you got an everything problem. Pretty much if you have anything wrong with you, don't ride this ride, you know?
Yeah.
And it gets to the point where, again, I do plaintiff's work, and it does kind of get to the point where you have to scratch your head, right? So what I want to do with you, Cal.
But don't people believe sometimes that we live in a risk-free society, and anytime something goes wrong, even if it's our fault, we can sue our way out of it?
Well, sure, it helps the lawyers. That's what's important, Cal. Isn't that what it's all
saying.
About?
I'm on your side, buddy.
That's what my dad told me, scratching his head going, "Suck." Son, I'm not quite sure what you want to do. But he didn't talk like that, by the way. But he'd say, "Son, I think you need to be a lawyer." Yeah. I know at the end of the day, everyone's laying on the ground and there's one guy holding the money. That's the lawyer.
The last guy standing with the cash in his pocket.
I said, "Dad, I want to be a rancher and a farmer." Well, you know, you go be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I became a lawyer. And with cows. And with cows. And I still do have cows. And I still do have a ranch, by the way.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I want to talk to you, Cal, about a few interesting warning labels. You ready for this?
I love those. Okay.
The strollers. You know children's strollers you put around?
Put the child in, push them
around. I don't know if it's been changed. I haven't looked as of this week if it's got changed. But these are some of the warning labels that people need to be careful and read before they use these products. A stroller for a child. Here's a warning. Remove child before folding.
Well, that's just not a warning, Fred. That's just good advice.
Dear, did you read the... where's little baby Johnny? He's folded up in the...
Still in the stroller.
The stroller up and put it in the back of the pickup. It's fine.
And you've got to know when to fold them. Well, don't you?
The warning signs are very important. You guys have to look at those things.
Yes.
Here's another one. Ready for this?
Sure.
A thermometer for checking your temperature.
Right.
Quote, warning, once used rectally, the thermometer should not be used orally.
Now that is probably the best advice I've gotten.
That's the best warning I've ever seen.
Especially now in the COVID era.
Oh, my gosh. I can just picture that. Let's see. This is the way we're going to use that. All right, no big deal. When you're sick, you don't know what's going on. You're sitting there with your mouth open. And
in doctor's offices, they used to store them in alcohol, and that's one of the reasons why.
Wow, that's...
And that's a gross thought, but I think it's...
that is a warning
great
sign.
Great advice. Now, is that like from Johnson & Johnson or a big company like that, or I wonder?
Now, this is a funny one. Now, this is a parody one that I thought was pretty good by Chipotle. Chipotle Grill.
I mean like the restaurant.
The restaurant. And I'm going to give them props.
Good.
On the side of their trucks, I don't know if it's true. I think it's true because at least on one, maybe they did. Quote, notice drivers do not carry burritos.
That's good. Back off.
The warning signs, so you don't sue them. You know, I think it's a parody on the, you know, how they always say, warning these drivers don't carry
cash,
money. Right, yeah, right. That's it.
Or like in the case of the portable toilet company, where they say the drivers do not carry toilet paper. Which, of course, they do.
You have to. That's right.
Yeah.
Where's your roll? You got that one. You should have hit a roll. You got to keep your finger on those buttons.
Oh, wait. Cow. Okay. So, warning: driver does not carry toilet paper.
Yeah. You got to keep those rolling.
All right. I'm sorry.
All right. Ready for another one?
I'm ready. Go.
On a drill, a typical drill, and this is to keep them from being sued.
An electric twist drill.
Electric, or even the battery ones.
Okay. Well, electric. Yeah.
Don't use as dental drill.
Wow.
So don't do. Don't go in there and say, George, I know you got some problems. Hold on. Let me go get myself a drill.
Well, I mean, that's just good advice, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Solid.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Ready for another one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jet ski. What do you think this one's going to be on a jet ski? By the way, have you ever seen a jet ski? There's about 70 warning stickers on jet skis.
Yeah. I think it should probably say, this does not fly.
I don't know. 60, it says, no one under 16. I know that.
Right.
Says, quote, never use a lit match or open flame while checking fuel level.
Now, again, really good advice. But let's just say, okay.
This is what lawyers have helped us do.
But let's say somebody did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go back home, and you know, for heaven forbid, they're injured by the exploding jet ski.
The first thing
they do is they call a lawyer. And the lawyer said, well, is there a warning label there? Well, sure. And the lawyer's not going to say, well, I'm sorry, I can't take your case. He's more likely to say something like this. Well, you know, those warning labels aren't worth the paper they're written on.
Yeah. And it's interesting how this all works.
Doesn't that happen sometimes?
But you have to have those warning labels. I know that because as lawyers, we look into that, Cal.
Right. Right.
We look into whether there's proper warnings. And I'm not going to get into the cases. I've got cases now I'm working on.
But do they say stuff like, okay, well, let's say the baseball thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how old was the girl that got hit?
11.
Could
11
she have read the sign? Was it in a place where she could see it?
Did they have knowledge of this happening?
Was it big enough?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, those are the questions you would ask generally, right?
Well, usually it's very interesting in trial, and I've been in trial when this happened. Defense lawyers, and again, in our firm, we've had a lot of defense lawyers, and I did very short time. I did some defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think 28, 29 years now in practice. I think I'm 28 years. 92.
So 1928.
I started 1992. So you figure it out. But anyway, long story short, that's what defense lawyers do. They stand up at the end and they say, you know, part of life is just, you know, is assuming the risk. We drive. I remember one lawyer one time used Lake Tahoe. Have you ever been to Lake Tahoe, California?
Sure, it's beautiful. Yeah.
And there is a Highway 80 and there's a Highway 50. And up on Highway 50 is a very narrow area that is scary to drive. And literally, if you go off to the right, I mean, there's a little, there's like a little, I'm going to call it a wall, but the wall, Cal, is like probably a foot high.
Wow.
Or maybe 2 feet high. So let's say 2 feet. Yeah. It's scary, and it's made of rock. You hit that and go over the top of that, you're going to be going over. So that, so a lot of times they say, well, you assume the risk. All right, the next one. Floor mats. Now, the floor mat, I couldn't, now this is an interesting one about floor mats, and I got to find it again here, and maybe I can't find it, but, I'm going to try to find where it says about the floor mats. And this is where it's good when I have my co-host because they look it up. But basically, floor mats says don't throw it. Don't use this to throw. Be careful of tripping over it. The floor mats, if you look at the bottom of a floor mat, those of you when you buy them, it's got warning signs on the bottom of the floor mat. It's very interesting to look at. That's another one. Okay, here's the best one I like. Duraflame. What's Duraflame, Cal?
Are you talking about those logs that you put in the fireplace?
Yeah.
Because they're made out of pressed sawdust and wax.
Right. That's exactly right. Duraflame. Warning. Risk of fire.
Come on.
Warning. Risk of fire. Yeah. Hmm. Okay, and there's another one that's really...
And if you're lighting a fire, you say, gosh, I hope so.
Yeah, and these, and this is actually real... These are real, now, again, they might have taken it off. Easy Cheese Craft. I don't know this is still on there, but it says, warning, for best results, remove cap.
Wait, you mean on the squeezy cheesy?
Yeah, the little squeeze cheesy. You press that little thing and put it on your cracker.
Hmm.
Yeah, and so I left one of the best ones for last, Cal, and I'm not quite sure I should read this one, but I think I'm going to do it.
Here we go. Get ready.
Okay.
Let me get the sensor button ready.
Yeah, so this is very important.
Okay.
There's a dog one also, by the way. The dog pills, it tells, you know, don't drive while using these. I think for pills for dogs, like when you give dogs sleeping pills or something.
Well, why would you let your dog
drive?
Well,
I think what they do,
I don't understand.
Well, I think what they do is they think people are going to use them. Oh, my, I need to use one of those. So they have to put warning with stuff on dogs' medication. Hmm. Here it is.
Okay.
I believe it's on Nitol, one of them like that, or the sleeping one.
Somanex
sleeping
or whatever.
Pill, yeah. Somanex, whatever. Mm-hmm. Warning, may cause drowsiness.
So let me get this straight. A sleeping pill may cause one to get drowsy.
That's
once again,
exactly
I'm
right.
Telling you, this is one of the things where the people take it and they say, I hope this is true.
I hope it's true, too. When we come back, Cal, I'm going to talk about South Dakota. What lawyers cannot do is the most interesting thing. It really is interesting. What lawyers cannot do in South Dakota. And you're going to go, huh? We'll be back after this with our
So if you
more.
Take a sleeping pill and it doesn't cause drowsiness, can you sue?
Probably. You can sue anyone.
Stay tuned. We're Radio Law Talk is coming right up with Cal and Fred. Stay tuned. Number one.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So in South Dakota, as of this November ballot, South Dakota is following precedent of Colorado, and I got a little bit of Colorado and California, Nevada, a lot of these states that are have passed marijuana laws, right?
Sure.
So the marijuana law, South Dakota is now following suit and passed marijuana laws that they're now allowed to sell cannabis, marijuana, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the issue, though.
Those street quantities of marijuana, personal possession.
Yeah,
thing. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So, but what South Dakota is saying, though, is that's great, but as lawyers, and this is bizarre, as lawyers, you cannot ethically provide legal services that assist a client in establishing, licensing, or otherwise operating a marijuana business. Now, you can advise clients on potential legal consequences, but you cannot provide legal services to them about marijuana, even though the law has passed. So now here's lawyers sitting there.
How can that, it's a legal activity, how can that be?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird that
That's
it
weird,
says,
yeah.
And this is a quote. Consequently, lawyers may not, and this is from their ethics bar. So the bar, every state has a bar, and not a bar you go drink at.
That's
that,
after work, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, that takes care of and goes through the what lawyers can and can't do, and they kind of dictate. And the South Dakota Barr said, quote, consequently, a lawyer may not ethically provide legal services to assist a client in establishing, licensing, or otherwise operating a marijuana business. A lawyer may only advise a client considering this course of action about the potential legal consequences of doing so. Now, what? What? So you can't
that just
ethically
don't make no
provide
sense.
Legal, yeah. You can't provide legal services, but you can talk to them about operating a marijuana business and whether or not it's proper or not.
Do you think this is because it still has some illegal federal implications?
Federally it does. That's why. But can you picture the lawyers? And what's interesting is the bar exam and the bar.
This has to go for it. I'd like to come in. I want to open up a marijuana store. Can you help me do that properly, please?
Yeah. I as a lawyer, I'm going, huh? I don't know what I could do.
And a paralegal can't give you advice. That's against the law.
No, that's for sure.
You go to the city or county and ask them for advice, they'll say, well, just read the ordinance.
Yeah, so what's interesting is these lawyers in South Dakota are trying to figure out right now, look, am I going to be reprimanded if I go and give advice to someone about, you know, what they can or can't do concerning marijuana?
And you know what, Fred? I thought this what they can't do was going to come because of South Dakota being such a friendly haven for credit cards.
Really?
You know, a lot of credit card companies have their headquarters in South Dakota. And I thought maybe Fred's going to tell us you can't do something with credit cards. But no, you're saying that if you want advice on legal marijuana, you cannot go to a legal source of legal advice and get that information. It's sort of like listening to Radio Law Talk.
That's what's bizarre. You can't provide legal services to assist a client in establishing one, licensing, or otherwise operating a marijuana business, but you can advise them about it.
So services means like drawing up a contract or something?
I don't know. That's the point, is it's so vague. So in other words, you can't ethically provide them services to assist them in opening up and establishing license and operating the business, but you can give them advice on what you can or can't do with marijuana.
Okay, so let's just say Cal wanted to open up a marijuana store, which,
right,
of course I would never want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's just say, and let's see, we have a caller coming in. So let's just say he did that, and I said, here's a contract I drew up, Fred. Now, would it be legal services if you interpreted that contract and told me what to put on, or would that be legal advice?
I don't know. This is all. The thing that's important to this is it's all new, and this just came down January 4th. So I'm sure things are going to get cleaned up, but I don't. And I'm just quoting. I mean, that's a quote from the Bar Association. What I just said. So, but do people care about what South Dakota lawyers have to go through to deal with these problems? The answer is no. So this doesn't matter. We can move on. It's a fun, important thing, but it's important to know what these poor lawyers have to go through because everybody feels sorry. Ready for the second one? The second one is very interesting, too. This is all about lawyers. And the lawyer in this case, in Florida, was disbarred 1 year after her death. And this is an interesting thing. So a lawyer by the Florida Supreme Court recently disbarred a lawyer who had died more than a year ago. And apparently this lawyer...
Okay, Fred.
Yeah.
We have a caller here who's calling us from Mendocino in the Emerald Triangle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he has a question about this very South Dakota thing. And I thought it would be interesting if you can do it very quickly.
I don't know the answer. I'll tell you right now.
Do it very quickly. Very quickly with your question, please.
Okay. If I'm wanting to start a business and wanting to hire an attorney,
right,
and you can't help me, can I ask you to assist me to sue the bar because of making what to me as a person who wants to open a legal business sounds like extremely unreasonable?
Isn't that a great question?
No, that's a perfect question.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what
Thanks for the call. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen. I think what it is it's laws or rules crossing each other. And I think the South Dakota Supreme, the bar, is just not caught up to it yet, and it's going to change. And I think it's going to change or it's going to allow it. But that's a good question. My answer to that would be you probably... And great question, caller. would not have standing to sue the state bar.
And listening to us on KUNK out there in Mendocino County, we appreciate that. But it's a great question because let's say, you know, they say you can't do this even though it's legal, and you say, well, why not? I have to resolve this.
But the question is, do you have standing to sue the state bar? For not allowing their lawyer to, quote, help them open it, not necessarily give them
advice. You probably have to resolve that at the legislative level, wouldn't you think?
Well, I think that goes to the Supreme Court and who's got the money to fight the state bar. But I'm telling you what I think is going to happen. This is just, again, COVID's going on. Everything's slow. Yeah. I'm telling you, in the court systems, everything's slow. I mean, in Sacramento, California, they just, I mean, the judge literally told me in a settlement conference, they're telling us to leave by 5 and we can't come back. You know, the judges are even being told to leave the office and go hunker down at home. So my point is, with COVID, everything is getting so slow, nothing's happening, and I think the bar and everything and the laws are still not, they're crossing each other, and eventually they're going to come back and gain hand, gather one another and do the, I'm trying to figure the word, gather their hands together and do the exact same thing. And they're going to change that and allow the lawyers to go ahead, Cal, and just, you know, help people do whatever.
Now, this is only an internal bar direction.
Yes, only against lawyers. It only goes against lawyer ethics issues.
Wow.
And that's what's so weird. So it really doesn't apply to people outside the area, kind of, but really I think there's no standing to go after the state bar because you're not a member of the state bar. Can a lawyer sue the state bar? I think maybe so. Or can a lawyer go ahead and help his client in South Dakota open up according to the law? And if the state bar comes against him and says it's an ethical issue, I think the lawyer might be able to sue the state
bar. And what a great way for the lawyer to get publicity within that state along all the marijuana growers and then have some kind of growing practice.
That's a whole area of law that's now come up. That's interesting. Yeah, so when we come back third hour, we got a lot of things we're going to talk about. Talk about a Florida lawyer that's disbarred after they pass away. I'm going to talk about 24-hour fitness. Look, lawsuit against Danny Masterson. And I don't know who he is. Apparently he's That 70s Show. And then we're going to talk about Johnny Depp. Yes, Cal, I know you thought we weren't going to talk about Johnny Depp.
I was wondering about it.
And then we have Case or No Case coming.
Yeah, and Case or No Case involves a guy who goes to a Burger King, asks to use the bathroom, and can't get out.
He's there for a while, isn't he?
Well, and did they feed him? Could you eat him?
Yes, slide it under the thing. Here's a fry. Because your fries, you could probably get under the door. I'm sure it'd be nice and clean.
Very good.
We'll be back after this.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. The show will continue next hour at 6 minutes after. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.